Tomorrow in Tampa, TBARTA, the local transit agency that has been working for over a year on a potential mass transit plan for the Tampa Bay area, will unveil its master plan. There's been much discussion in recent months about Hillsborough County putting a 1% tax increase on the 2010 ballot to fund their portion of the plan, but now officials in Pinellas County are discussing a similar plan. Ken Welch is a Pinellas County Commissioner and a member of a panel that has been working through the Pinellas Suncoast Transit Authority. We spoke to him today about that panel that has been meeting since last October.
And it's a pretty broad-based committee consisting of about 14 members, elected officials, county commissioners, mayors, neighborhood associations both in North and South County are represented, as well as chambers of commerce from Clearwater, Largo, St. Petersburg. So it's a pretty broad-based group. We also have a member from the Tampa Bay Partnership. The goal is to look at transit for Pinellas County, both internally but as part of a regional system. One of the factors that makes it confusing for the public is there's so many different organizations trying to develop this plan. Our plan would be a subcomponent, if you will, of the greater TBARTA regional plan. And we do have a TBARTA rep, Jeff Danner, who's a St. Pete City Council chair, who also serves on TBARTA and also serves on the PSTA. So getting a lot of good cross-membership. And in addition to finding routes that make sense for transit in Pinellas County, we're looking at how we can properly fund and sustain, first of all, a bus system that is a primary component for any regional or local transit system. You have to have a bus system that's working well. And so that is our primary focus. How do we fund PSTA, the Pinellas Suncoast Transit Authority, properly and make it a preferred choice of transportation for our citizens? And secondly, how do you fund a light rail component later down the line?
Let's pick up on that, Ken, just in terms of the PSTA. Well, how do you do that? Do you increase, have more service, more lines in terms of the bus service?
Well, it's more frequent service, more reliable service. We're trying to get down to a 15-minute headway so that you know that the bus will be there on the major routes every 15 minutes, that the stops are comfortable, that there's pedestrian access. You know, one of the worst things is to see a bus stop with no easy way for a pedestrian to get there. So we're trying to address all of those areas of making the service accessible, reliable, and frequent enough to meet the needs of choice riders, folks who don't have to ride the bus, but we want to make it so convenient and so reliable that they choose to. And the way we fund that now is through property taxes. One of the things we're looking at, and our property taxes this fiscal year about $34 million, one of the things that we're looking at down the line is there an alternative funding source for perhaps taking those property taxes off the tax rolls and funding it by perhaps a sales tax. We're looking at all funding sources, but in my view, I think the only one that would generate the dollars necessary to fund both PSTA and light rail in Pinellas County would be a portion or all of a 1 cent transit surtax that is available both for Hillsborough and for Pinellas counties.
Right. So then the idea, the question about the Pinellas County Commission possibly putting that on the ballot, where are you guys on that? Is that going to soon be part of discussions on the County Commission?
I think we were definitely headed in that direction. I know that our colleagues over in Hillsborough actually asked their legal staff to start drawing up the ballot language. We're not at that step yet. I think, number one, the TBARTA plan will be released this week. Our plan is to get public engagement both on PSTA and our plans for improving the bus service, but also getting public feedback on light rail, the proposed route in Pinellas County, and then asking the public, you know, is this something that you would support in terms of funding both PSTA enhanced service and light rail through a transit surtax? So I think we still got time to put it on the 2010 ballot, but we wanted to go through that public engagement step first. And I think both Pinellas County and Hillsborough are going to the same point. I think we're just kind of navigating in different directions.
Hillsborough has talked about this, but they've gone a little further, but they still haven't really engaged the public per se, although we've been hearing so much about it on the side of the bay. But that's basically what's going to start happening now with you guys, maybe start having some public hearings and the like on that.
We're looking at a transit summit. We're also looking at public information sessions, public meetings, if you will, where we'll give the public a chance to weigh in on what they want to see in terms of transit and bus service. And we're looking at a concept of doing three of those meetings, one in North County, one mid, and one south, in the same way that we just had public budget hearings at the county commission level, just to get public input as we go into a round of cuts for this next fiscal year. So public engagement is really our next step. I think we kind of know what the viable funding sources are, but we need to hear the public's input. And I'll tell you, you know, the more folks that you talk to, especially when we had the last spike in gas prices, there is, I think, a pent-up desire to have a fully functional transit system that allows folks to live in Tampa Bay without owning a car. And the bus component is a vital part of that, but I think we also need to have a light rail system that's not only works in our individual counties but connects to a regional T-BARTA system. And I think we've got probably the best opportunity in years to get that finally started.